All right, let's call this meeting to order. Let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And the next item is the prayer. And Larry, would you like to do the prayer?
Okay. Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to be able to be here today and attend this meeting. We're grateful for the moisture we've had so far and ask thee to bless us with more moisture as we desperately need it. We ask thee to be with us as we discuss this authorization to borrow monies for our planning. And ask thee to be with us as we discuss any future needs that we need. And we ask these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next we got roll call. Roger, you want to start?
This is Roger Childers,
present.
That's right. Ray Heddings, present.
Tammy Albright, present.
Larry Bagshaw, present.
George Gorkowski, present.
Sharon Hillman, present. Alan Kleinman, present.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Hi, Alan. So we only have one item on the on today's agenda, and that is to discuss and take possible action regarding the debt resolution to apply for a $2.5 million design loan. And Sharon, do you want to kind of go into that for us?
Sure. The district is required to secure interim financing with USDA for all of the funding from their program. Unfortunately, I couldn't get it waived. The engineering and design estimated fees per the PER are about $3.3 million for all of the projects listed. However, the district's funding with USDA will only be around $24.5 million for the selected projects from the list. Therefore, I've estimated engineering fees will be no more than $2.5 million. And I want to make a motion to approve the debt resolution for funding with WIFA in the amount of $2.5 million for design loan.
Did you make a motion?
Yes.
No, do we have a second?
I second.
Hi, Sharon.
Yes.
How much are you estimating that's going to save us in interest?
Oh, well, it's going to save us 2% over $2.5 million.
That's a good chunk.
That's a pretty good chunk of money, yeah, because it's a flat 1%. And with Compass, it was going to be between 2 and 3 on a floating basis.
That's pretty good.
Right.
So with this method of doing it through WIFA, then we don't have to go into any construction lending until we've got things designed and that type of stuff, which we would have been sitting there with debt with nothing to go out and do construction. So it's technically going to save us more money than that by being able to do this. And then USDA has done this a lot of times with WIFA, and WIFA has, to where this is a three-year loan, and we pay interest only during the period. And I discussed with WIFA, with USDA, do I turn the interest bills in to get reimbursed by you? And they told me yes.
Wow.
So they will pay the interest as we go along.
Nice.
For the 3 years that we're
doing. So that's going to save us more than what we pay you, isn't it?
A lot more than what you pay me.
That was a pretty easy guess.
So what this resolution is, this is what is required of WIFA, and it needs to be approved by the board. Oh, here.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
There. Yeah, should be this one. Yeah. And what I needed from the attorney was these statutes that allows us to borrow and allows us to pay the money back. And so that's why I had to finish this up today. But this is one that they require to have before they can process the application that I've already submitted. Okay. They need the board resolution in the day that it was adopted, and then they can start processing to get us, hopefully to get us on their April board meeting. They only have board meetings every other month. Okay. So after I get this to them, then they will start getting to me all of the other information that they're going to require.
Okay.
For this lending, which is most likely going to be audit reports and, you know, just mostly financial stuff, because there aren't any projects we're doing with this.
Right.
So there's none of that stuff. It's just design funding.
And it's for their April board meeting?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, their board meetings are the third Wednesday of the month, so their April board meeting is April 15th. Okay. Yeah. Unless they change it. So the staff there has to do all of their back stuff before it can get on there. So once I put the application in, they went ahead and tagged us for the April board meeting. Mm-hmm. Then once they get the resolution, then they can actually start processing behind the scenes as to what needs to be done, because they have a lot of work that has to be done to do funding for anybody. These design loans are a lot simpler than the other loan that we had with them. But there's a lot of backup documentation, due diligence that they have to do. Okay. And they're very happy for us coming to them.
Well, so, they probably have a lot of our stuff already. Just needs to be updated.
They do. And of course, they get the audit reports every year anyway. They just go on our website and get them, because they're posted out there. Yeah. So I don't even have to supply information to them on an annual basis.
Great.
So, and we've actually probably had our last audit with them. They came out in August. That was August the prior year. We had an EPA audit that was in October for our WIFA funding and that stuff. And that's probably the last time we'll have anyone out. Well, they didn't come out. We had to do it over the phone.
What is the actual estimate on when we'll have money in hand?
Well, if we get on their April board meeting, it takes a week for it to go to another board that votes on the stuff. They approve it at the board meeting, and then it goes to another board, the WIFA board, and they approve it. And then it's just, by the time it gets to their April board meeting, they'll pretty much have all of the stuff ready.
Right.
So
they're greasing the wheels.
Correctly. Yeah, so once it's approved, they're going to be ready. So I would suspect we'd probably have money by May 15th at the latest.
Do we have resources available May 15th to start the design process?
We don't have any cash to start the design process. However...
No, I meant, do we have resources when we get the money to pay the light?
Yes. Yeah, we've got plans. We've got engineering contracts. Yeah. For design already.
And they can start right there in May.
They can start. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sunrise is going to start next week. We're having a two-hour kickoff meeting and stuff with them next Thursday. They're actually going to start, because if they go ahead and start, they wouldn't be billing us until sometime in May anyway. Yeah. They're very used to this process. As far as EPS, I just got two of more of the contracts with EPS approved. So I don't know if they're going to be willing to start prior to us having the funding or not. But they're doing four small projects, and Sunrise is doing the big project over here, plus the water model.
Okay, that's right.
The water. Yeah. So
going through their board meetings, is there any reason to see that there'll be a problem with that, or is it going to be basically rubber stamped?
And normally it's rubber stamped. Okay. The girl that was our on-site engineer has now taken over a position to someone else that was there. And so I went to the board meeting this last month, mm-hmm. because I had that Pine Creek 2 I wanted them to approve. And so I watched the whole board meeting and stuff that they had at home. And, you know, it's just kind of getting it approved. Each item she has to present to the board, they have discussions on it, and then somebody makes a motion and it gets approved.
But we have a great reputation, thanks to Sharon working with them, and providing them with things that they need. And
they're real easy to work with. And I'm finding USDA is the same way.
That's great. That is great.
Madam Vice Chairman, this is Alan Kleinman.
Hello, Mr. Kleinman.
Did I hear that we had a second to the motion?
Yes, we have a motion and a second, so...
I call the question.
Okay. You have a question?
No, I call the question. Let's have a vote.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Nay? Motion passes unanimously. Now, may I have a motion for adjournment? Unless anybody else has...
I have a question. I saw you sent an email regarding questions for the applicants.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I saw Ray sent some suggestions. Yeah, I think it's important that we try to maybe pare that down a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And that was a pared down group. I had 150 of them.
Really?
I've used in the past, so yeah. I only have 13 here.
Who's going to be interviewing?
I don't think we've figured that out quite yet. I don't know if it's going to be narrowed down and then the board will do the top, or if it's just we all recommend our top three people and see if how that meshes, mm-hmm. or, you know, but I mean, probably the board obviously will be certainly involved in that, but that thing that Rafe sent out, yeah, people could go through there and, you know, recommend, yeah, let maybe one what question you like out of each one of the sections, and then we can kind of look at that and we can come up with a actual questionnaire and, you know, be consistent on everybody we're interviewing.
Yeah.
And have score sheets, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Same questions.
Yeah.
Compare apples to apples.
And I would suggest that as far as behavioral questions, definitely something about how they've reacted with employee issues in the past.
Yeah.
You know, how would you handle this? And then also how they've acted, or maybe examples of customer issues.
Yes.
That, and how they handled it. So, because that's the two things we deal with right now. Right.
Yeah, the normal process is the board does all the interviewing as a group. And then that way, there hasn't have to be just a couple people trying to report everything to the rest of the members. That way everybody feels like they're a part of the process, mm-hmm. because that person works directly for the board.
Well, that has to be a public meeting then.
Yeah.
For
executive session.
The interviews would be executive session.
Yeah, it'd be executive session. Yeah, because I was going to say, how's that going to work?
But no, right,
executive session.
It's a session.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
No.
Okay. Anybody?
I have a question. Really, I don't know if this is the right time to ask it, but after sitting in that last meeting, do we do any type of advertising on how these projects, these seven projects, are going to affect and how much cost of wines they're going to have for the people that are involved in this whole Pine Strawberry Water District area?
Well, all the funding for all of the USDA is replacement funding for the bank funding that we had.
No. I'm sorry. I probably didn't say this right.
Okay.
I'm talking about advertisement to our customers.
Oh.
That hey, we're doing these projects. We're spending this money. This is the type of cost of money we're going to have because we're not going to be spending all this money fixing stuff. Just basic. I read the Water Board book, Alan. That's why.
Yeah. That's
so, and they clearly state in that book, advertising, getting stuff out in the newspaper, saying the things you're improving is very helpful for. I'm just wondering, is anybody going down that path?
Well, actually, we have, as we start to go into these funding things, you'll notice that a lot of the information that we've done for WIFA, I make sure is on the website every month in the documents, in the treasurer's report. I also put the funding report separate. I put the CIP report separate on there so people can see what we've done. I've done a project schedule for all of the projects that we completed within WIFA, and the final ones, we hope we can get costs down to where we can do both of those. And then with USDA, we also did a flyer out saying that we do it all through email. The majority of it's done through email, and it directs the people to the website for the information.
So would it help if we did something in the Payson Roundup, if we had an article, since we're covered there?
That's not a bad idea. Mindy's always looking for something to write up. And so periodically, like, maybe we make a big hype when we, before our first project breaks ground, yeah, and how we got this money and we're, you know, and Mindy would probably love to do up an article. So it's probably a great idea that we should.
Okay. I'll be happy to help in any way I can. But
you know, we had a public hearing in October to go over all of this USDA stuff, and we had like two people here and one on the phone.
Well, you know, and my real concern is really that half the people aren't going to go to the website. I mean, 90% of people aren't going to go to the website reading.
Nobody cares. You know,
but it's nice if we can get that word of mouth out, or even if it's in places where people are located. This is what your water company is doing for you, and how we're showing. Just getting it out there more. I mean,
yeah.
Anybody who's been in any type of corporate America knows you got to say something 10 times before people hear it the first time, you know.
Well, and we have these big signs out, one here and one in Strawberry,
right,
that has the WIFA program and everything that's happening. And
I can't read them when I'm driving by.
Well,
I tried. No, I honestly tried. I said, "Oh, here's a big sign. What's the name of it?"
Well, you need to pull up in front of it, safely stop, and read it.
That is a great idea, and I think Mindy with the Pace Roundup would love to do
stories. I think she would too.
And we probably could use the good vibes, you know. And
yeah.
So, like, before we put that shovel in the ground on the next project, we can make a big deal out of it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, more immediate too. I saw on the emails that, but apparently the leaks have stopped up at Portal 3.
Well, they fixed them.
Yeah, we that's a PR item that we want to get out to people, you know, and say, hey, yeah.
Well, it was already in the paper, you noticed, about the issue. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You mean from the last board meeting? Or?
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
Tuesday's paper, there was an article following up on the prior article.
Is there?
Yeah.
On today's?
No, Tuesday.
No,
Tuesday's? Tuesday. Okay. I haven't read Tuesday's yet.
That was the paper.
Yeah. I don't know. Did the rest of you see the big article in the paper that was on how Arizona stacks up and the rural areas shortages of water in this 20-year drought?
No.
Okay, well, this application that we're doing for the $500,000 grant with USDA for emergency well money, she wants us to attach that article. Anything that we can get about our water losses, wells going down, all of that type of stuff. So we're putting together a whole package of information to submit to USDA to try and get this $500,000 grant to apply to the $1.9 million we're borrowing to do the deep well in Strawberry.
Oh, cool.
And that article was in the paper. If you didn't see it, I'll email it to you.
Yeah, is it which paper? Payson Roundup?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Payson. It was on the whole front page of the Payson Roundup, and then another page on the inside.
I printed out
the whole article because it's talking about a year ago, the C.C. Cragen Reservoir up here was overflowing, and now it's only 20% full.
For your information. I heard from the wife of the man that runs the C.C. Cragen water treatment plant in Payson that they are only going to pump 6 weeks. So that 6 weeks is all the water that C.C. Cragen is going to supply to Payson this year.
Well, and in this article you can read where the money, the water that Payson has taken has raised the levels of their wells 200 feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're okay for this year, but not for future years.
And they're talking about the valley being hurt. Mm-hmm. Phoenix, Tucson, everywhere being hurt. And the whole thing was Payson might be the golden one that has water.
But they're depending on C.C. Cragen.
And SRB
is not going to be dependable. So
yeah, well, unless we start getting more snow and rain,
right?
And to put matters into perspective, these water agreements that we're doing for developers and stuff supposedly are guaranteed by a 200-year water supply, which nobody in the state can possibly guarantee. So we have no real right to be releasing those things at all.
Yeah, can we find some hydrologists or stuff that are familiar with the area up here that could help our Water Enhancement Committee that you're chairman of go through to find documents so that this board can make a really good decision on what we should do? Obviously, we can't hand out permits for 17 more houses here, 16 more there, 50 somewhere else. We just can't do that right now.
Yeah.
We don't even know what we've got right now.
No. So.
But at this present time, we can't even supply water for the people we have, yet alone future waters.
Maybe your group needs to get together and come back with a recommendation. Maybe we need a moratorium for the time being on multiple developments.
Mine.
Or something like that.
That will be on the agenda for next meeting.
Okay.
That I am recommending we PSWID put a moratorium on until the whole water supply is...
Until we can resolve these issues.
It's resolved.
Yeah.
And if that takes 2 years or 10 years, I don't care. I don't think we can morally justify sending out these letters to people and saying we can take care of you when we can't even take care of the people we've already got.
What's the pushback or liability from that?
Okay, this is Alan Kleinman.
The contract.
Hi, Alan.
People request.
We have scheduled a meeting with key representatives of Salt River Project.
We have.
Who has an important interest up here, and that's going to be a little bit later this month. And we're also scheduling a meeting with the Director of Water Resources with Payson to get more information.
Tanner Henry.
On these things.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Great. Yeah. So that we will start to maybe better understand what we have as far as what we have for future needs, or is that the groups that would help us with that, or?
Well, if you recall, last meeting I asked for a review of all our wells and a review of our present status as far as projects and what have you.
I think that's in progress right now.
And
okay. Yeah,
Larry.
I think so Ben's working on that.
We should.
Yeah, I think we're working on that right now.
With that stuff, we should, as of the next meeting, we should have that information available. But I'm also going to...
Yeah, I'm going to
request that we just forget about issuing...
Do you recall when the SRP meeting is?
I think it's on the 25th, which is the same day
the board meeting
as
day.
Our next board meeting.
Okay, and then Tanner Henry, has that one been set up yet?
I think it has, but I don't have the date on it yet.
Okay. All right.
Paul Hendricks is setting that up.
Yeah.
Okay, does anybody else have any more questions?
Probably for you. This question is probably for you, and the Fossil Creek aquifer and where Fossil Creek comes, where the actual spring comes out, is that's a ton of water. Let's face it, that's a huge aquifer. Do we have? Is there any restrictions on tapping into that?
Is that where the borehole is?
No.
That's.
I mean, close to there.
The only restrictions we have at. We can tap into that. We are tapping into that with Milk Ranch 1, 2, 3 and Strawberry Hollow. And our future deep well will be tapping into that. At the present time, the only thing we have running against us as the Indians are claiming all the water anyway, so I don't know whether...
Water rights, okay.
Yeah, we can't take the water from Strawberry Creek because SRP owns those rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they own all groundwater, surface
and
water up here.
The springs on Forest Service land.
This this area is not in an active management area, and so drilling can be done with just approval from Arizona Department of Water Resources at this point in time.
Okay, cool. We'll get more involved in that when we get the funding for the well.
Yeah, and that's why we want to drill a deep well.
Yeah.
And actually we can, with a deep well, we can get the kind of production, hopefully, that Portals 4 gets out of their well, which is about 1,700 feet deep. And that well produces upwards of 45 gallons per minute.
That's
excellent.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a lot. Yeah,
that's good.
Yep.
Yeah, we got some producing in the teens.
And we're certainly going to explore the capped wells.
Yes.
Then, okay.
Yes.
To make sure.
I didn't hear that comment. What was it?
We're certainly going to explore the wells that have been capped off.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, we're looking at K2 well right now to see exactly what's going on there, which was capped off by Cato when he was the manager.
Got it. Okay. Anybody else? Then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I second that.
Well, did I make a motion?
I'm sorry.
You made the motion, he seconded it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Say nay.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, folks.